Lady, it surely is. Lord, we just thank you for another awesome night tonight. Thank you for your guiding, Lord, your guidance tonight. Thank you, Lord, that all our prayers will be answered. We thank you for all the testimonies and praise reports that we got tonight also. And Lord, I just thank you for blessing this country and every country represented here tonight with true freedom. And we praise you for it. Father, I know you're going to do it. You told us you're going to get the Christians, give your people 3.5 years of relative peace from the government. And I believe it. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do that in Jesus' name. Father, we bind up any kind of communication spirits that wants to interrupt anything tonight in anybody's computer or telephone in Jesus' name. Cast you out of here. Don't have any kind of wherewithal to do that in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for an open circuit with everybody tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, we're looking and longing for that free energy. Everybody needs that. And especially the third world countries over there, they need it worse than any of us. And I believe that's why they want to do this, is to get everybody good, free, clean electricity. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Okay. Yeah, Matthew.
Yeah, I wanted to give a testimony, and I got a couple prayers to go with it. As many of you know, I was in a car wreck on the 6th of September that broke my back and a few ribs and whatnot. But I just want to praise the Lord, because I know the Lord's hand was behind all of it, regardless of the situation. And I know he's been with me, healing me, guiding me. And it's actually been a good time home, because I've been spending more time and listening to the Bible studies and in the Word. So I do want to pray for the gentleman that did hit us. He died. I don't know if he was married or not, but I know there was a girl in his life. So I just want to pray for his family. Lord, I just lift up a gentleman's family to you, Lord. I just pray that you comfort them in this terrible time that they're going through, Lord. We thank you for your love to be put on them, your comfort, your peace, Lord. And Lord, if they're not saved, we just pray that you save them, Lord, through this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Also, I guess we'll make this the official announcement that Anna is pregnant, and a baby is due May 8th.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Oh, my. Okay, good. Awesome. More babies coming into fellowship. That's great. Thank you, Lord. All right, Lord, we just thank you for peace in that family that lost a loved one. That peace just flow throughout that family. Lord, use this. You said, told us that you're going to turn this bad into good. And I praise you, Father, for bringing that whole family in closer to you, Father. If they're not, bring them into the kingdom in Jesus' name. Like Matt said, and I thank you for it, Father. Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, Dave Nelson. Hey, Tim. Hey, Josephus. What's up, Brodus? Amen. There's Ice. Ice. You coming up this weekend?
Oh no. Y'all too far for me.
Okay. All right. Well, we got somebody from Michigan coming down. So that'll be awesome. Missy, you coming down? I'm getting kind of shaggy here. No? Oh, man.
No, this weekend is going to see the new grandbaby.
Well, that's not an excuse. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a really good reason.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yeah, Julie, what's that new from Michigan?
Huh?
Who's going from Michigan?
Moving right along. I don't even know if you know. Richard Rose. I see there.
Oh,
yeah. Well, he's been here once before. David said, I don't remember, but he said he was 4 or 5 years ago. All right. Anyone else? Prayer time or praise and worship? I mean, prayer time, testimony, and whatever else you want to talk about. Is that it from everybody? Well, you got a giraffe in your front yard there, Brotus. How do you shoo a giraffe away? I wonder how you do that. Shoo, shoo, go away, go away, go away. I'm sure that'll work. Go ahead, Pat.
I just want to thank the Lord for just the last, it seems like the last two messages for that David's been preaching, and then this message that you, this reading that you did yesterday, Michael, was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I woke up in prayer today and was praying about specific things. And when I listen, and then, so I have the opportunity now when I'm working in New Jersey. So it takes me an hour and a half to get there every morning. And so I get to listen to the message all the way across. And it's like you're, everything in your message, in that reading, I think it was John Lake, everything is exactly what I was praying about this morning. It was like, I couldn't believe it. So I just want to thank the Lord for guiding us, continuing to lead us. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit you've given to guide us into all truth. We thank you, Lord, that you have not left us comfortless here, but you have given us the Holy Spirit to lead us through this time that's coming. You've led us up to this point, and we thank you for that, Lord. We just ask you to open up our eyes and prepare us for this time that you have ahead of us, Lord. We thank you for the harvest that is coming in. Thank you for the short work in the earth that you are planning. And Lord, we just thank you for the abundance of rain that's coming. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your latter rain anointing that you're bringing forth and bringing into us. Thank you for the perfection that we have in Christ, Lord. Thank you for each one of my brothers and sisters that you are opening up our eyes and continuing to bring us through into that place of peace within you. Lord, you said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, but I give my peace unto you. And Father, I'd ask that you would open up our eyes and our understanding, allow us to just to rest in that peace. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that you are continuing to work out your salvation within us as we cooperate with you. Lord, give us grace to continue on, and give us grace to enter into that rest place in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, I was looking for something. Anybody else got something they want to share?
Michael, before we get into the worship, can I share at some point a little small 10-minute video?
10 minutes?
I think it's about 10 minutes, maybe 9 minutes.
Okay. All right, hang on. Let's see where we are, and we will, okay?
All right.
What's it about?
Believe it or not, it is a message, a commencement message that Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple, or used to be the CEO of Apple, gave. And I listened to it today, and it hits some very important parts where we're at right now. So I just think it would be, it's obviously not religious of sorts, but the message is definitely there. So.
Okay. It's probably, some of you probably already heard it, but yeah, let's see what we can come up with. Okay, Missy, go ahead.
I wanted to pray for Blake. She has an ear infection. So, Father, I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for this little one. She's a joy and such a blessing to me and the whole family. And Lord, I just command that ear infection to be healed in the name of Jesus. I command all infection to go in the name of Jesus, all pain to go in the name of Jesus. And I just command if there's any fever that she has, that must go also in the name of Jesus, so that we have a good visit with her, Lord, that she's not cranky or at all or sick or, and we just command her to get a good night's rest tonight from here on out. I don't know if she's been having problems, but lots of times they say that's what happens with the infections, but we forbid it. We forbid it to give her a problem because she's healed and she gets a good night's rest from here on out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Amen.
Amen. Blake, you be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That poor baby looks just like Missy. I'm telling you what, y'all pray heavily for her. All right, Andrea, go ahead. No, she's a cutie.
I just want to make a praise report. We prayed for my daughter not too long ago. She's okay now. She's back to work. And
praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Lord, hallelujah. Bless you. Yeah, next time you got to come up for December. It's going to get real long by then. All right. Let's see. Is anyone else? Hey, Larry. Larry's iPad. Y'all know him, don't you?
I'm here.
What's up, brother? Up in Indiana.
Hey, have a wonderful time. The Lord's been blessing real good. Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. You got something in your throat.
Yeah. I do.
All right.
You know what? I've been praying for that, right? Believing that some of these days it's going to leave. Whatever God says, it's going. Amen.
Well, no, I was actually talking about your internet connection was in and out. But it straightened up. Praise the Lord.
Well, they keep telling me I have that ability to straighten up. I didn't know I could do it.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Larry. Yeah, well, go ahead, brother.
No, my dad, also, he well, for the last, I think, 25 years, he gave horse safaris And the one time, the one guy's leg was shorter than the other one. And he used to make a joke like that for with the customers whilst, you know, when you have to adjust the stirrups. He used to make a joke, hey, is your one leg shorter than the other one? Just like for a joke. And it ended up that that specific guy's leg was shorter than the other one. And he was very upset with my dad for making that joke. I just made me think about it when you made that joke accidentally. I just want to pray for all of us if I can.
Yes, sir.
Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for keeping us safe. Lord, I pray that we will keep our eyes fixed on you and that we will make wise decisions in our life. And that we will, in our business affairs, make wise decisions, Lord, that it doesn't end up being a distraction. Help us to go into your rest and just give us wisdom concerning our business affairs, Lord, that we would walk a faith walk with you, Lord, and not try and through works fix our problems and end up doing five times more and end up having everything collapse because we didn't go into the rest and faith and find out why some affairs aren't really working out, Lord. And praying more about some things and asking for your help, Lord, and not doing unnecessary work. I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Amen. All right, anyone else? Yes, they are. Amen. Okay, well, I guess it's praise time. Jesus loves me, this I know. This is the first song of my concert tonight. I hope y'all enjoy it. All right, here we go.
I've never known a love like yours. So intimate, so powerful. And I've tasted, I've seen, and nothing comes close. I've never known a love like yours. Jesus, your name is power. It's breath and living water. And your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. Let your praise ring louder every day and every hour. 'Cause your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. I've never felt at home like this. Just like a child, so innocent. And I'm safe inside your arms, 'cause you won't let go. I've never known a love like yours, no. Jesus, your name is power. It's breath and living water. In your spirit guides me to the heart.
God, we sing praise. God, we sing praise. 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 Jesus, your name is power. It's breath and living water. In your spirit, guide me to the heart of the
could you fall so far? You should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots, they run deep. I let them take a hold of my life. I let them take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. Say it's hallelujah. Suddenly all the shame is gone. I thought I was too broken, now I see. You were breaking new ground inside of me. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all my roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah.
Fire.
Christ, good teacher, will you tell me, what must I do for eternal life? I've kept your laws completely. Sell all you have, give to the poor, then heaven's treasure shall be yours. How hard for those who are rich on earth to gain the wealth of heaven. Now Jesus sat by the offering gate as people brought their money. The rich, they filled the collection plate. The widow gave a penny. Now she's at you give, but what you keep is what the king is counting. Oh, teach me, Lord, to walk this road, the road of simple living, to be content with what I own, and generous in giving. And when I cling to what I have, bleed the rest and quickly from my breast. Rather lose all the things of earth to gain the things of heaven.
In it. know you're breaking through. We know your healing power. We know you're raising us to life. We know you're breaking through. We know your healing power. We know you're raising us to life. We know you're breaking through. We know you're healing power. We know you're raising us to life. We know you're breaking through. We know you're healing power. We know you're raising us to life. We know you're breaking through. We know you're healing power. We know you're raising us to life. Oh. We know you're breaking through. We know you're healing power. We know you're raising us to life. It's about to get beautiful. We're expecting a miracle. What our eyes cannot see, with faith we believe. It's about to get beautiful. Treasure, take this life. You are.
what you are. You're the pearl beyond price, greater than life. All that I am for all that you are.
Faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one, you're my rock of peace, Lord.
So I'm changing.
Faithful one, so unchanging. Ageless one, you're my rock of peace, Lord. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love. Oh,
study panteth for the waters so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone desire, and I long to worship you.
give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
And I've When I was just a little girl of about 8 or 9, I went to a Presbyterian church with my grandparents. They sang a hymn that morning which was the most beautiful thing I had ever heard. It's never left me. I come to the garden alone, while the dew still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me. He talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. The sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is real. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. I stay in the garden with him, though the night all around me is falling, and he bids me go through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known, none other has ever known.
Was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole. Have a little talk with
Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry. Answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn him. No little fires burning. Find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn
you in.
Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Find a little talk with Jesus.
Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Just a little talk with him makes me
old. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Find a little talk with Jesus.
Find a little talk with Jesus. Find a little talk with Jesus.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. You are good. The king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. 'Cause you are.
have you been to Jesus for the cleansing blood? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace? These are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you walking daily by the Savior's blood?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
And do you rest each moment in the crucified?
Are you washed in the blood of
blood?
In the blood, in the soul,
in the
cleansing
soul,
blood of the Lamb.
Blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow?
Are you washed
in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing,
I'm standing,
standing,
I'm standing,
standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have for your viewing pleasure and hearing pleasure that great singer from the great state of Pennsylvania has a praise song that, what are you doing, Missy? That she wants to sing. And it's that great song, the first one of her record is called Goodness. Her new record's coming out next week, and she wants to premiere it tonight on the Outreach. Praise God. So, Missy, take it away, girl.
Stop it, Michael. Now you did. I can't sing now. Oh my goodness. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me all my days. I've been held in your hand from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest nights. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes, you are. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Oh, your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Oh, your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You're so good. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You got a standing ovation, girl. Amen.
Jesus gets the standing ovation.
The record album will be out next week. Send your money in to 267 Garen Road, Madisonville, Tennessee. And
stop it, Michael.
All right. Anyone else want to sing the song? Ryan? Rion? You're singing. You going to pass tonight? Okay. I've got another one I want to share. Pat, Where's Pat? Where'd he go?
He had to leave.
Oh, did he? Okay. All right. That's all I've got. There's somebody in. What you put on there? Seems so low, we can't hear you. I can mute you, Greg, and keep you muted and take the chat away from you. And other all kinds of bad things can happen to you. Okay. All right, I got a couple that I can. What is that, William? You want to sing In the Jungle? Okay. Go ahead on, buddy. We'll watch. All right, let's see what I can find here. Oh, yeah, this would be a good one. Anybody's got any other suggestions? We move up, though. We move up. Oh, let's see.
Pass me now. like a bird out of prison.
You know, this is why we do what we do. We want God to be glorified through our worship so that people who don't know him would want to know him. And you know, God made it pretty easy for us. He was willing to send his only begotten son. His son was willing to give his life. And because he died on the cross for our sins, all we have to do is believe and we can be saved. The Bible says in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. It's just that easy. And I want to ask you to accept Jesus into your heart, because I know for sure that that will be the best decision you have ever made and the best one you will ever make. Jesus changes everything. He gives you life. He gives you hope. He gives you peace. He heals your body. But you know what? The greatest miracle of all is that when we leave here, we get to be in his presence forever. It's eternal salvation. It never runs out. His love never ends. It never runs out. But you have to receive this gift. And so if you want it tonight, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins. And I believe on the third day you raised him from the grave. I confess I'm a sinner, but I believe you're my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I invite you into my heart. Be the Lord of my life for the rest of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I will be empowered to live a life pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that prayer and you believe it, you know what you're saying. You know what? He's your future. He's your hope. He's the anchor of your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're my future. You're my hope. You're the anchor for my soul. And I was made for you. You're my future. You're my hope. Come on, y'all.
You're the anchor for my soul. bad times shall be no more. I will fly with his angels to that far and distant shore. There I'll stand before the gates, waiting for my dear Lord. Blessed be the Savior, I'm home forevermore.
And there'll be shouts
of gladness,
brother, hallelujah, I am home. There with my dear Savior, nevermore to roam. I'll sit with my father, mother, sister, and my brother.
When I reach
my home up there.
There I'll walk the streets of gold, shake hands with friends of old. Angels praises to my dear Lord. Let the bells of heaven ring, hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, oh Savior, I'll live eternally.
And there'll be shout
of gladness,
other hallelujah, I am home. There with my dear Savior, nevermore to roam. And I'll sit with my father, mother, sister, and my brother.
When I reach
my home up there.
And there'll be shouts
of gladness,
brother, hallelujah, I am home. There with my dear Savior, nevermore to roam. And I'll sit with my father, mother, sister, and my brother.
When I reach
my home up there.
This is Buddy Green. There are a lot of folks, Buddy, who look at that fine little instrument that you play and say,
so what? Ho-hum. And I understand it's kind of gotten a bad rap down through the years, you know. Grandpa's played with it, kind of like, you know, and that just goes so far, Bill. You don't want to bring that kind of harmonica into Carnegie Hall. Now's the time to get sophisticated. And Bill, I've been waiting for this moment all my life. So just help me make the most of it. Just back up just a little bit. Stay perfectly still here. Be careful how you encourage a harmonica player.
Come on, Buddy. He did it.
All right, boy. Good without the harmonica, wasn't he? Woo, my. He quick. Buddy Green. He's a good harmonica player and a good singer. All right. Anybody got anything they need to pray about before we close out tonight? Everybody doing okay? All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just praise you, Lord. Lord, receive these praise and worship songs as ours to you. We enjoy doing it for you, Lord, and hope it's a sweet smell to you, Lord. And be with us, protect us, guide us, lead us, show us what's holding us back. And Father, we thank you for doing that, getting us on the high road, Lord, getting rid of all the junk that's in our lives, the flesh, the self life, Lord. Help us to get rid of that. We thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. Be with us, protect us, Lord, while we're away from each other till we meet again next Tuesday night. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Y'all be blessed, Jim.